Welcome to the Mesh Startup Podcast. Today is a very, very special episode that is the start of a series called Impact. Impact is a podcast series highlighting and shining a light on entrepreneurs that have a social impact in the world. So these are entrepreneurs that run businesses that are just as focused on making a difference as they are on actually making a profit and growing. In this first episode of Impact, I speak to Ian, who is the founder and CEO of Digital Go Africa. And this is what she had to say about social entrepreneurship. What is a social entrepreneur?
A social entrepreneur is any entrepreneur that starts a business that is rooted in solving the issues of the community the business operates in. Can be anything, it can be whatever kind of business. You can provide a service, a product, but the main thing, what distinguishes it from any other business to a social enterprise, is that it also, not only does it make you money, but it also assists the community by adding value to it, one way or another.
And what's your experience of social entrepreneurship so far?
My experience, I think, starts about 3 years ago. Although back then I was not really making money, but I've always been involved in civil society, and that's really where society organizes itself to defend the rights of its citizens. So civil society is made up of your faith-based organization, community-based organization, NGOs, NPOs. All of those people are referred to as civil society collectively. And that's when my passion for creating sustainable and innovative solutions for Africa started. And then I think between then and now, I've been trying to carve a career for myself without being really explicit about it. I've seen my friends follow their passions, and lucky for them, their passions are things that they had studied for. And here I was, with a BSc degree in geography, archaeology, and geography, but I'm working in the NGO sector. So I had to explain that to my friends, having to explain that to my family, you know. Although geography has a lot to do with space and society, you know, people still want you to like go be a geographer. And what's a geographer, people? They'll never tell you what a geographer is. What is an archaeologist? They think you dig up bones. So really, I think for me, if I am to speak about my challenges as I'm being a social entrepreneur, is having to constantly reaffirm myself, because I had no one else to do that for me. So even in moments where I had no idea whether I'm coming or going, and all I have is this burning passion inside of me to help young women echo their voice in society, it didn't make any difference, because at night I feel like it doesn't make any difference, because what's the point if people don't appreciate the fact that I'm putting myself on the line? What's the point if people don't appreciate that, you know, I'm sacrificing getting a five-digit salary? Wait, five-digit? I wish I wasn't even getting that when I was working, you know? So I think a lot of things really contributed to me becoming a social entrepreneur. First of all, it's like, a lot of young people are so depressed and angry in their jobs because they finally realize that working for someone, especially for us millennials, you know, I feel like us millennials, we're in a very special time right now with the internet, where a lot of things are so possible. You don't need to have a degree in filmmaking to become a filmmaker. You don't need to have a degree in journalism to write stories. You can be anything you want to be, granted that you've got internet access and nowhere to look for the information. So a lot of young people find themselves frustrated in jobs that where they're undervalued, overworked, and feel underpaid. And a lot of us have multiple passions. So it's always a, do I stay in this job or do I pursue my passion? Well, I would say that you're more than welcome to pursue your passion, because for, firstly, Africa needs you, you know? Africa needs you and your ideas. And secondly, just make sure that whatever your path is or passion is, there's a way for you to plug its returns into the community. Could be through hiring the people, it could be through putting your community out there. Just find out what the issues are in that community and use that to leverage your passion, you know?
So what is the solution that you've built to combat or impact the challenges that the communities that you are in face?
My solution is easy, but gives me a headache.
Okay.
My solution is easy. So currently the whole world is being digitized at a faster rate than you can say internet, and everything around us, the biological, physical, and digital worlds are being integrated. It's all becoming one. But what does this mean for women, right? Currently in Africa, 26% more men have access to the internet as compared to women, and 14% more men own mobile phones as compared to women. Now, why does this matter? This matters because stats show us that more people are accessing the internet through their mobile devices, because not everyone can afford a laptop or computer. So if you want to access anything on the internet, it's much easier done on a mobile device. So if women do not have mobile devices to begin with, that means they cannot access those opportunities. They cannot access information. They cannot share their stories, and therefore they cannot contribute and participate in the global digital economy. And that's where we are as a society, right? And generally what that gap between men and women is, it's called the digital gender gap. And that's what I'm trying to solve through Digital Girl Africa. And it's an idea that started this year, 2018, around April. And initially I wanted to create a platform for teenagers in Africa to share their stories. But then when I started approaching teenagers to write stories and share their experiences, it became difficult because I thought to myself, how am I going to reach a girl in Cote d'Ivoire? How am I going to reach a girl in Cameroon? You know, I need the internet to do that. And if she can't access the internet, she will never be able to contribute to my platform, you know? And even when I do reach them, some of them don't know how to write properly. So then that's how my initial idea of starting a platform transitioned into creating a digital hub where we transfer digital skills to girls and young women across Africa, and we expose them to opportunities in digital technology. Currently, we run workshops, boot camps, and a short course, which will become short courses in the future. And we teach girls and women anything, man, in digital technology, from programming, you know, to app development, web development, web design, visual storytelling, digital storytelling. We teach them about cybersecurity and their online rights, because the whole digital technology space is so broad, and if we say that the future is digital and the future is women, someone needs to do the job of preparing women for this digital future. And that's where we come in.
Would you encourage other young people to be entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. I think more than aid, more than innovative solutions, Africa needs a specific type of young person, and that is the kind of young person that is not afraid to take risks and center the people in the solutions they come up with. You know, we need more young people to think, to spend more time thinking about their intentions in society and their roles in society. We need more young people to dedicate themselves to being a part of the change instead of pointing out what's wrong with the change.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Why are you thanking me?